Brady, how's your pre-season been going so far?
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, coming back from the shoulder surgery, pretty slow build during November, but really got amongst the boys and in full training once December come around, so it's been really enjoyable so far.
What's been involved in your recovery from that surgery?
It's just getting the strength back and a lot of mobility because of the seriousness of the surgery. It was all about getting the mobility back and basically getting all the strength back that I lost during the season and then obviously after the surgery. So work back to what the same side as the right. So it's all there at the moment.
So just getting taped up before every session, but you're feeling good otherwise?
Yeah. Keep it strapped for the year just for more precautionary side of things from the doctors and things like that. But it's feeling fully recovered and ready to go for 2018.
This might be your third or fourth pre-season. You're fairly experienced now in this group.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling kind of coming in as one of the more experienced heads amongst the group. So I'm trying to guide the young boys through and understand the process of getting up for four running sessions a week and the recovery and things that are required with that. So it's been a different learning experience for me, but something that I'm really enjoying.
What are you making of the new crop of players you've brought in?
It's exciting. I guess it's the guys that we brought in are really talented. It's just about getting them into our culture and really driving them to improve every day and see where it takes us next season.
It's a big shift to come from Tassie to WA. Have you spoken to Hugh Dixon about it?
Hugh Dixon's been living with us up until Christmas, so it's been nice having another Tasmanian in the household to even up with the WA boys. So
you've done a lot of coaching work with the women's side. Has that kind of helped you dealing with these younger players as well, that experience?
Yeah, I guess they all come in with the kind of same attitude with the girls. They're coming from a full-time job and their perspective on footy is a lot different to what I'm used to, and it's something that I really enjoy and kind of puts it into perspective about the opportunity that we have as AFL players, and certainly the young guys coming in, just getting them in and really enjoy the experience and the opportunity that's been presented.
The girls are obviously going through their pre-season as well. How are they going?
Yeah, it's really well so far. We've got a lot of girls training at the moment, which is a lot different to last year. We've only got a few injuries that will all be ready for round one. So having more numbers on the park certainly helped the skill level and the really effort to grind through training sessions. So the girls are looking really positive, and I guess it's the same as the men's team. Having not great seasons but last year, but certainly training well and see where it takes us.
Have you seen being in an AFL system benefit these players? Is the skill level higher, strengths higher, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think going into season two, a lot of the girls know what's expected at the next level. So their training program in the off season was a lot more diligent, and they've come back in a lot better nick than last year. And as you can tell by their pre-season training so far, it's certainly reaping the benefits so far. And hopefully, we get the rewards with wins next season.
Excited to see Kiara Barras. Bowers probably come out on the track and play for us this year.
Yeah, she did. She's done a few training sessions so far, a few drills, which has been really exciting for her. And certainly, the group gets a lot of kick out of having her out there. And I'm yet to see her play, so I'm really excited to watch her play, hopefully in the pre-season, but certainly round one.
Great, thanks, Brady.
No worries, thank you.